How long SES for you?
We started in 1990 or thereabouts, a little bit before.
That's quite a while back now.
Yeah, it's a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was only a boy.
And why did you get involved in the first place?
Basically just to help out, you know, just to be a volunteer at something, I suppose.
So. Did you have a family connection or friend connection?
No, just a friend who sort of started it up back up here because it had sort of stopped to operate. So he sort of wanted to get it started, so he rallied around and got everybody involved to have a bit of a go. So,
well, since those days in the 90s, you would have seen... Well, the evolution of technology and stuff that you use nowadays compared to a couple of decades ago.
Yeah, well, we're a little bit more than a hacksaw now, so...
Yeah. And so you do a bit of, I hear, work on the cars and stuff, vehicle maintenance?
I've been a panel beater for the last umpteen years, so...
Yeah, right.
So I tend to know cars as best thing to do with them and where to cut them and that sort of thing, even though we're trained at that. There's certain things you pick up along the way and how to take a windscreen out and things like that. So, yeah, which ones you can take out, which ones you can break, which ones you've got to cut out. So,
all right.
All that.
What's the hardest job you had to do with the SES? You would have seen some bad things. So without being, you know...
No, I don't. I never dwell on that side of it at all because I try and tell our other volunteers here that... We go out on the job to help other people. We don't cause an accident, so we're there to help that person and to do it with the least amount of injuries that we can do getting the person out of the car. So
it's just as much about just your own personal safety as everyone else's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we don't go out and do it, people say, oh, I couldn't do that. If everyone had that opinion... You'd be still there on the side of the road. So,
As the minister said before, Mark Shelton, that most people say it's a fire or whatever. Most people run away from it. People like the SES and the ambulance and the police and the fireys go towards it. Mm. And lucky we have organisations like that.
Mm. Yeah.
And Tasmania has one of the largest percentages. In fact, I think it's the largest per population of volunteers in the whole country.
Yeah.
And we really depend on it, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very good volunteer base. So
yeah.
Very good.
For a kid who may be thinking about joining the SES to get up to basic skills, I mean, that can be a little bit intimidating for young people, say they're straight out of school and they would like to, but they think, oh, no, I've got to get this ticket, I've got to get that ticket. Is it that hard to get up to basic skilling or...?
No, we train people up so they're... It's, you know, you're trained all the way through to do what you've got to do, so it's not I wouldn't say it's difficult.
Yeah.
You basically tick all the boxes.
You just got to be committed.
You've got to be committed, yeah. I think I should be committed.
Yeah. All right, many years to come in it, hopefully.
No, there's always something to do, so.
Yeah. Yep.